You will probably be frustrated all of your life. Author Stephen Covey observed, "How different our lives are when we really know what is deeply important to us, and keeping that picture in mind, we manage ourselves each day to be and to know what matters most. Knowing yourself and what you want to do is one of the most important things you'll ever do in this life." Number 3. Can you do what you would like to do? When I was a minister, I once had a young man named Bobby working for me. He was my worship leader. If you're unfamiliar with that role, it's the person who prepares the music for a Sunday service, leads the other singers and musicians, and actually leads the congregation in singing. I could see that Bobby was an unhappy person, and I suspected that he would rather be doing something different. So one day, I set him down for a heart-to-heart talk. He confessed that he was really unhappy. I asked him, "Bobby, what would you like to do?" He hesitated a moment and then confided, "I'd really like to be the announcer for the Chicago Cubs baseball team." All I could think was, "You're going to be unhappy for a long time." He didn't have the skills to do that job. Even if he did, the job wasn't available. I told him he needed to find something more realistic that aligned with his gifting and opportunities. There's a big difference between having a dream that propels you to achieve and pulling an idea out of thin air that has no connection with who you are and what you can do. I feel so strongly about helping people with this problem that I wrote a book about it called Put Your Dream to the Test. You must have some kind of criteria for knowing if the desire you have matches the abilities you possess. Warren Bennis has also developed something to help people with this issue. He offers 3 questions you can ask yourself to identify if what you want to do is possible. Ask yourself, do you know the difference between what you want and what you're good at? These 2 things don't always match up. I believe that was the case for Bobby. What he wanted and what he could do were 2 very different things. To be successful, you need to be doing what you're good at. Do you know what drives you and what gives you satisfaction? Sometimes people get it in their heads to do something for the wrong reason. Maybe the job they want doesn't look like hard work, when in fact it is. Or they want the rewards that come with the job, not the work itself. When what motivates you lines up with what satisfies you, it is a powerful combination. Do you know what your values and priorities are? And what your organization's values and priorities are. The more you can align these 2, the greater your chance of success. If you and your employer are working at